We'd be in the same time zone, looking through your timeline, seeing all the rainbows. I got an idea, and I know that it sounds crazy. I just wanna see ya. Oh, I gotta ask, do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Oh. I can feel the tension. We could cut it with a knife. I know it's more than just a friendship. I can hear you thinking right, yeah. Do I gotta convince you that you shouldn't fall asleep? It'll only be a couple hours, and I'm about to leave. Do you got plans tonight? I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you and I. Cause I can't get you off my mind. Can't get you off my mind. I can't seem to get you off my mind.
Let's get lost tonight. Let's get lost.
I'm a couple hundred miles from Japan, and I was thinking I could fly to your hotel tonight. Cause I can't get you off my mind. I can't get you off my mind. Do you got plans tonight, baby? I was hoping I could get lost in your paradise. The only thing I'm thinking about is you and I. And I can't get you off my mind.
The National Greening Programme, run by Tree Canada, is dedicated to planting seedling trees across Canada in BC, the Prairies, Ontario, Quebec, and the Atlantic. They prioritize planting on Indigenous and public lands and planting areas of natural and human-caused disturbance. The trees they plant help filter the air and water and sequester carbon, among other positive impacts. To learn more or get involved, go to treecanada.ca.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 present Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue. But like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
Here is your friendly reminder that the UMSU Service Center is here to help you with all of your health and dental plan questions. We've got all the answers when it comes to your UMSU health and dental plan. We're happy to give you all the information you need when it comes to maximizing your benefits. Plus, we can point you in the right direction if you need to file a health or dental claim. We're currently open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. Come visit us in room 101 on the main floor of UMSU University Center or at our Bannatyne location in the Brody Atrium, which is open from 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. If you've got questions, we've got answers. Call us at 204-474-8211 or email us at umsu@umsu.ca.
In Canada, being gay doesn't make you a national security threat, but for nearly half a century, it did. Until the 1990s, Canadians working for the Armed Forces, RCMP, and Federal Public Service were targeted based on a suspicion of their sexuality. Phones were tapped, people interrogated, over 9,000 careers and futures destroyed. And then, people pushed back. Visit Love in a Dangerous Time, Canada's LGBT Purge. Exhibition on now at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights.
Hi, I'm Nardwuar Human Serviette, and you're listening to 101.5 UMFM!
We'll be right back. Your clothes on my body. Your makeup goes to me. It's lighting my body. Stepping just close to me. Your clothes on my body. Baby, you like me. You're touching my body. We'll be right back.
CJUM. Oh, I'm just going to fix this mic. CJUM FM 101.5. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm your host, Sabir. You're listening to You Are Here every 3 to 4 p.m. on Friday. Before me, you just heard Reem with Digital Planets every 2 to 3 p.m. And today at 6:30 p.m., we officially kick off Pledge-O-Rama. So just to give you guys a rundown, for those who are new, for those who have just happened to tune into this radio station, first of all, welcome. Pledge-O-Rama is essentially, so the University of Manitoba campus radio station has a budget, right? And then there's a certain part of a budget that gets funded by the public. And by the public, I essentially just mean everyone who listens to the radio, who is willing to pledge, hence why the name Pledge-O-Rama, which is a pretty cool name if you ask me. And essentially throughout the week, it lasts from April 24th to May 1st. And it kicks off today at 6:30 p.m. With that being said, you're always welcome to donate before, after, during Pledge-O-Rama. And there's some cool incentives if you do donate during the Pledge-O-Rama season, though, which I'll explain forward. Anyways, so essentially, it lasts for a week up to 6:30 p.m. on May, I think. I can't remember. But April 24th to May 1st, it lasts a week entirely. And during this period, you'll hear from your favorite radio hosts particular incentives about when you do donate. So I should have explained that before. If you do donate, you can donate on behalf of a radio host. Wait, no, that's not. You can donate, but you can also give it you can kind of donate to a show. It goes to the radio station, but you can kind of support your favorite radio show too. And if you were to support a radio show, your host can also give you some incentives. Like if you give me, that sounds really greedy. If you were to donate $1 to this radio show, to our radio show, then you would get X. And if you donated $2, you would get Y. If you donated $5, you'd get Z. And so on and so forth. With that being said, though, if you were to also donate, it's on the website. But if you ever donated a certain amount, you can also get actual incentives from not only just the radio show, but also the entire station. You can get a t-shirt, for example. You can get you can get pins, t-shirts, a mug. I have to brush up on my knowledge about what is present, but it's the cool stuff. And if you were to donate, it just supports a great cause. Campus radio station is independent radio station, and you're not hearing anything. We're not being paid to air. Every single thing that you're hearing from the radio show is stuff that we actually like to play, that we want to play, and you'll never hear any kind of conflict of interest, so to speak. There's no conflict of interest, but you'll never hear anything. It's not commercial, point being. It's authentic radio, and if you were to support it, it's for good cause. You keep the sound of the radio alive, you keep the sound of the city alive, and the radio station here and also CKW. Things like these really give a platform for the local voices we have. So I think it'd be nice if you were to consider seeing what's up with the Pledge-O-Rama and, maybe stopping by, perhaps donating to your favorite radio show, or even just supporting it anyway. Can, as always, you're not obligated to donate, but the Pledge-O-Rama season kind of does give you more of a reason if you were to. That's essentially what I'm trying to say. This isn't exactly my Pledge-O-Rama episode because it starts off at 6:30 and it's currently 3:20. Oh my god, it's 3:20. Holy cow, how has it been 20 minutes? It is currently 3:20 and it starts at 6:30. But next week when I'm on air, I will have a Pledge-O-Rama episode. And you might even hear my voice if you were to donate via call. I think I'm going to sign up for a volunteer shift of picking up them phones. I didn't get to do it last year because I worked retail, and retail shifts can be opening to close in 5 to 12, but now I'm working a full-time job where it's strictly 9 to 5, which is so blessed. But that's enough waffling from me. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope you guys are taking care of yourselves. I'm in quite a positive mood, and not for any particular reason. I just feel good at the moment. Oh, no, I can tell you a particular reason. Because I got 7 hours and 30 minutes of sleep. Yes, dude, this week, my friend from Vancouver came through, and all my friends are finished their exams. So we've been hanging out, but the hangout sessions usually stay until 1 a.m. And man's got work. Man's got to take the bus, So I'm getting I probably average sub 6 hours of sleep this week. And I'm not trying to flex that. I hate people who flex lack of sleep. What I'm saying is I'm so glad I got my sleep today. and I can't wait to get even more sleep through the weekend. That's such an old head flex, but I love my sleep, and I will proudly brag about it when it does happen, which is seldom. But nevertheless, here we are. The tracks you just heard were Roach, Kilometer, and La Nightclub. So the first track, Roach, is by Sebastian Tellier on his album Sexuality, and also Kilometer 2. But these are a little different from the original because these are remixes. So Roach was a Kavinsky remix, who is also a French house producer. I play him every now and then on the radio show. He has a song with The Weeknd too, which is super wavy. It's on the Quistland, his 2013 album's bonus track. Shout out Kavinsky. He also has a song called Night Call. For those who have watched Drive, I mean, it's a pretty popular song, so you might have heard it anyways. But Night Call is one of my favorite songs too. And then following that, you guys heard Kilometer, which is a 8-track remix, who is a, I briefly mentioned, I don't think I've played anything specifically 8-track. This might be my first time. With that being said, 8-track is a DJ producer from Montreal, and he won, I forget what the title was, but it's something to do with like World DJ Championship at like 15, and this would have been like early 2000s or late 90s. Needless to say, he was pretty wavy. And I think actually, I'm trying to think like, the fact that a Canadian won that championship, it has to do with the fact that he's from Montreal and like that French house influence, if y'all catch my drift. Shout out Montreal, man. It's such a sick city. I really want to go back during the summer, but I need an excuse because your boy is also going to 2 weeks to Japan, which is very sick. Don't get me wrong. Like, Japan is Japan. But I really want to visit Montreal during the summer because I went during the winter and I was in love. And I heard like it's essentially paradise during the summer. But we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. And following the Roach, it's following Roach and Kilometer by Sebastian Tellier and Kavinsky and 8-track, you guys heard the song Boogie Shell by La Nightclub. I played them last week, and essentially, for those who don't know, La Nightclub is a duo by Guy Manuel from I think, was it Thomas or Guy? Okay, one half of Daft Punk and another producer. They essentially created a nightclub under a record label that lasted until like early 2000s. And the last time they collaborated was for The Weeknd's I Feel It Coming. Shout out The Weeknd, too. And you guys heard the Boogie Shell. I love that kind of genre of house. But the reason why I love La Nightclub in particular, or even Daft Punk French House, it adds a lot of flair. Because, like, when I'm thinking of clubhouse DJ, I'm thinking fast 2-4 patterns, deep bass, and, like, trying to turn up. Which has its time and place, don't get me wrong. That's one of my favorite genres, too. But having house in, like, a melancholy way is like a really distinct feeling that you can't replicate. Not a lot of people can do that, and I think La Nightclub does it quite fantastically. So you guys, those are the first 3 tracks I played. Without waffling too, I love saying that, without waffling too much, the next track I shall play before we have an ad break in, yeah, I think we're gonna have an ad break right after this song. The next track I'm gonna play is called The Boat I Row by Tame Impala. And this is on the B-side of his album, The Slow Rush. And then I'm not going to talk this much this episode. I'm just going to shout out the Pledge stuff every now and then. But yeah, CJ UMFM 101.5. I hope you guys are doing well. Please enjoy so far.
Don't know. Just like the
Pledgerama, UMFM's annual funding drive, is back, running from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th, to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We are trying to raise $34,000 this year. All of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras, just the real deal, behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been a part of your day, on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with work from Brady Friesen, who absolutely crushed it with two amazing designs. Or, as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not picky. If you want to get ahead of things, hit umfm.com/donate. Pledgerama, April 24th to May 1st. Friends, let's make this happen together.
No Fun Club is just what you think. It's a place that hates fun. It's also a world-class recording studio. You can come record your music. You'll get in the zone. It'll sound great. And you know, it might be tempting to have fun, but we can't allow it. We have an amazing gear collection, tape machines. We have modern computers. We have chandeliers and couches. We have a kitchen and multiple recording environments of various sizes and acoustic properties. The one thing we don't have is fun, and we never will. No compromises, no fun,
and no problem.
Sukrum's Brewing Company and UMFM 101.5 presents Sunday Sessional, a monthly pairing of UMFM program hosts and musical guests in the intimate environs of Sukrum's Tap Room. Spend a Sunday afternoon enjoying song selections from one of your favorite radio hosts and stripped-down performances from some of the city's best artists while enjoying a tasty beverage or two. This free event happens monthly at Sukrum's Tap Room, located at 479B Warsaw Avenue, but like a rotating tap, each one is unique with a new host and slate of performers. For more information on Sunday Sessional dates and details, visit the event calendar at umfm.com and come join us at Sukrum's.
CJ UMFM, thank you for joining me after the ad break. You're listening to You Were Here every 3 to 4 p.m. on Friday, and I'm your host, Sabir. If you guys didn't peep that, the first ad was just shouting out the Pledgerama, and as Reem wonderfully mentioned, you're supporting a real cause, and if it's been a part of your daily life, or just a part of your life in general, like whether it be the community or the actual show stations and hosts themselves, it would mean a lot on behalf of the station if you were to show your support. And there's also incentives for you too. And there's also tax donation received too. It's supporting good stuff, and it's going, you'll know where your money's going. It's going straight to the station, and it's in the name of supporting campus radio. With that being said, the song that I had played before the ad break, so The Boat I Row by Tame Impala, it's on the B-side of the album Slow Rush. I love that psychedelic sound that Tame Impala produces, and when he collabs with people like Travis Scott or The Weeknd, the things that they do are so, like, it's so wavy, man. I remember when Travis Scott first dropped Astroworld in 2018, there's a song called Skeletons. And in the first 10 seconds, it's like a hazy beat with some vocals. And then when the kick hits, it's like, bro, I'm not exaggerating. It teleported me I'm not even trying to be corny or exaggerate. That song had me floating the first time I played it. And all the subsequent times I also played it. It's great track. And Tame Impala is wonderfully such. Kevin Parker's so good at that sound, and like, although there's like people similar to him that have that kind of psychedelic sound, the way that like Tame Impala does it is in a really distinct way that I admire. And I can't, this is je ne sais quoi, because I don't know what it is exactly, but maybe the more I listen, the more I'll be able to tell. So yeah, and the next song you guys heard was Best to You by Blood Orange featuring Empress of, on the 2016 album Freetown Sound. I was talking to my manager about, after we go out to lunch to Costco sometimes, and we come back and scroll Instagram reels before we clock in again. And I was trying to send him a funny reel, but I accidentally sent him a reel of Blood Orange playing at Coachella. I know, it's so weird, but I'm glad I did, because he also loves Blood Orange. I have the waviest manager / supervisor ever, I promise you guys. And he likes the song Best to You, hence why I just thought, like, I like this song too, and I don't think I've played it yet throughout my radio show. And come to think of it, I'm approaching 2 years, which is kind of crazy. But anyways, yeah, best to you. My manager likes it. I like it. And Blood Orange topped off Coachella. I think it was last week end or the week, whatever. It's like early April, the two weekends. He killed it, and his stage was in like the center. So far, I love Blood Orange. With that being said, you guys will hear even more of Blood Orange. I got some tracks that I really want to play, but because I'm so bad at managing time, we have 22 minutes, and I don't think I'll be able to play all of them, so I got to be selective. So while these few tracks plays, I'm going to be curating like what to edit and whatnot. So I won't be talking that much, but needless to say, for those who are just tuned in, you'll hear some nice this entire place is actually kind of cohesive, and it's like a sound that I can't give a feeling for. Like, imagine if nostalgia had a genre, I feel like. But that, I don't, is that a genre? I don't know. I'm going to stop talking. I'm going to stop overthinking. Stop it. Anyways, CJUMFM 101.5. This is Alien Love Call by Turnstile and Blood Orange, which is also played at Coachella. And I found out the song through that Instagram reel clip, funny enough. So please enjoy.
Thank you. Like it's unfamiliar. I get it, I live it. To me, there's nothing realer. Just enough to solve your problems, too much to kill you. And when I leave, I always come right back here. The young spitter that everybody in rap fear. A lot of y'all are still sounding like last year. The game need changing, I'm the motherfucking cashier. Nickels for my thoughts, dimes in my bed. Quarters of the shape the lines in my head. Take my verses too serious, you hate me. Cause I'm the one to paint a vivid picture, no HD. Yeah, I want it all, that's why I strive for it. Diss me, you'll never hear a reply for it. Any award show or party, I get fly for it. I know that it's coming, I just hope that I'm alive for it.
I want the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I suppose, I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, I want things to go my way. But as of late, a lot of shit been going sideways. And my mother tried to run away from home, but I left something in the car, and so I caught her in the driveway. And she cried to me, so I cried too. And my stomach was soaking wet, she only 5'2". And 48 hours all before I showed up and brought $1,000 worth of drinks and got pulled up. Damn, my reality just set in. And even when the phantoms least, I'm wanna get in. I do a lot of things hoping I never had to fit in. So trying to keep up with my progress is like a dead end. My girl love me, but f***ing my heart beat slow. And right now the tour bus is looking like a freak show. And life changed for us every single week, so it's good. But I know this ain't the peak though, cause I want the
money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I suppose I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
From a decent man, back when I was trying to put a ring on Alicia's hand. This lost boy got fly without Peter Pan, and my delivery just got me buzzing like the pizza man. In person, I am everything and more. I'm everywhere these other
Never been before, but inside I'm treading water, steady trying to swim to shore. I'm on a shopping spree to get whatever is in store. Yeah, just call me shopping bag Drizzy. Or call me Mr. Damn, he ain't copping that, is he? And fans of these freshmen is about to get iffy. Why this youngin' that you doubted is about to get busy? I'ma kill it, I promise, this I know you're mad. I've always treated my city like some shoulder pads. The big homie, use a flash if you must. And I swear I ain't asking for much. All I want,
is the money, money in the cars, cars in the clothes. I just wanna be,
yeah.
I just wanna be successful.
That's all I want, man.
I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful. I just wanna be, I just wanna be successful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like I know what I gotta say. I just don't know how to say it.
How to say it. How to say it
to you.
CJUMFM. I had to cut Lil Wayne's verse off that song because we have 10 minutes left and I have like 25 minutes of music, and you know you got to be selective. With that being said, first of all, you're listening to You Were Here on CJUMFM 101.5, and I'm your host Sibir. After my little waffling session, you guys heard Alien Love Call by Turnstile and Blood Orange, which was played by Blood Orange at his Coachella set. Followed by that, you heard Five by Dean Blunt and Elias Ronenfeld. And then following that, you guys heard Successful by Drake featuring Trey Songz and Lil Wayne, whose verse I took unfortunately cut out. And I haven't yet to play this song because for those who haven't watched Project Hail Mary yet, there's this one scene in particular that actually had me in tears. I'm not even exaggerating just for the sake of this radio. This one scene where one of the characters was like, she's like a authority, and she's like authority, like not a mean person, but she's an authority figure, right? And she's known for being kind of aloof and not really being that vulnerable, showing that much personality, just like strictly business, so to speak. And this one scene, she just grabs the mic during a hangout, the whole crew. They're just having like a little function or whatever, and she just grabs a mic and kills it on the karaoke and sings this emotional track. And this is the track that she actually sang the karaoke to. And I just cried because it was so nicely done, and the fact like it has so much more meaning just beyond like curbing a really good singer, right? I think it was a great track, and I'm finally glad to be able to play it. And then following that, there's this one song I'm going to play after that. It's called I Follow Rivers. And this is the Magician remix. And you might hear me typing because I'm actually trying to lock in. So essentially, likely, for those who don't know, she is like a Swedish artist. Like, she's also collaborated with Jake. And she has a nice, I don't know what her genre is called, but I'd say similar to Blood Orange. And she has this track called I Follow Rivers, which is a banger. And it was remixed by The Magician. And I forget which movie it was played in, but it's like an EDM, like, classic kind of, what's the word? Classic kind of, like, I don't want to say niche because that sounds corny. But it's a cool thing, and it's a cool EDM track. And I'm glad to be playing it. But I don't even know if I can play it with the amount of time I'm short on. So I'm going to stop waffling and just sign off on here. I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys will do great for the next week. I'll be catching you on the Pleasurama show. Once again, please support your campus radio station in any way you can. You know, local radio. You're not obligated to support by any means. And you simply tuning in is already enough as is. If there were something that... if you did have the disposable income to show some support in any way, that'd be highly appreciated. And your money is fully the transactions are fully transparent. It's going straight back to the community in hopes to make it better. No one's making profit of it, just like our campus radio station. It's all independent, no hits, unless your host is me and I sometimes play Drake. But you know, we're in favor of the community. And so anything you give, I can guarantee you'll get that return back to you in some fashion. You know, energy doesn't never gets erased. It just transforms a state or in that. So, yeah. My inspirational message for this week is... What should I sign? What's the cool way to sign off? I hope that you guys are able to... I'm not sure when spring, summer officially starts, but I think most people are done their exams by now. And I hope you're able to take the time to unapologetically have some rest. I know we're always constantly on the move. And for me, I'm not sure about a lot of you guys, but having idle time and not actually having anything urgent feels weird because I'm just always in constant pressure, right? Like, I always feel like I have something to do, but sometimes I don't, and it makes me feel weird. But you just got to learn to just sit with that. And that's what I'm trying to do. And I hope you guys are able to do that too. And I just realized I have not even five minutes once I'm done talking. So I won't even get to play the Harry Styles song. But I'm going to play the Like Lee song by The Magician Remix. And here is I Follow Rivers. Please have yourself a wonderful weekend. Once again, our Pleasurama kicks off at 6:30 p.m. And we hope to see you. We hope to hear from you. But as always, just you tuning in is more than enough. So thank you, guys. And have yourself a great weekend. Take it easy.
I follow you. Standing up against racism is an ongoing battle. How will you help?
I will listen to and learn from people who don't look like me.
I commit to find the strength to work on my own implicit biases, to better educate myself, and to encourage those around me to do the same.
I will listen actively and respectfully.
This message is brought to you by the Canadian Anti-Racism Youth Coalition. Visit caryc.ca for more information about how you can stand up and speak out.
9 out of 10 dentists agree. Listen to CJUM 101.5, campus and community radio from University of Manitoba.
Please note, no actual dentists were consulted in the making of this commercial. Please see your dentist for your regular checkup every 6 months.
Pledge-O-Rama, UMFM's annual funding drive, is back. Running from 6:30 p.m. on Friday, April 24th to 8 p.m. on Friday, May 1st. 1 week, one goal, one big push to support great radio at UMFM. We're trying to raise $34,000 this year. All of it going straight into the stuff that actually keeps the station alive. Not shiny extras. Just the real deal. Behind-the-scenes expenses that make UMFM happen. If the station's been a part of your day, whether it's on the bus, in the studio, in your kitchen, in your headphones while you're avoiding an assignment, this is the moment where tossing a few bucks our way actually matters. As always, we've got an assortment of new merch to say thank you, all with artwork by Brady Fraze, who absolutely crushed it on two amazing designs. Or as always, you can take a tax receipt. Totally your call. We're not